And well, nice to be back at Demo Day, and nice to be back at Wilson Golf. And Tim, I got to believe with some of the product launch you had last year and a lot of notoriety for the company with Gary Woodland's win at the U.S. Open, 2019 was probably a pretty good year for Wilson Golf.
Yeah, 2019 was one of the best in recent years, and just excited about what's happening at Wilson Golf. You know, double-digit growth, big growth in Europe. Obviously, the addition of Gary Woodland was something really special, that win at Pebble Beach. But obviously, it all starts with products, Rory, and you know, from the D7 and the D7 challenges we did, we actually gave golfers in that challenge against competition, on average, over 5,000 challenges taken. We gave golfers an average of 16.9 yards improvement on their 7-iron, which is pretty strong accomplishment. And that was done through technology, not done through playing with lofts and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Tim, last year, a year ago here, we were talking about your brand new driver that was the winner of Driver versus yes. Driver 2. Now with a year behind it, how did that driver do in the marketplace?
Yeah, you know, it did. I think the biggest thing everyone, you know, people always ask about it, our driver share is up over a point and a half in data tech. So it did what we wanted it to do. We're, you know, obviously, I always talk about Wilson, and if you look at our heritage is in irons and golf balls. That's what we do best. You go back to our heyday when we were the number one golf brand in the world, we were never the go-to driver. We had guys playing drivers, and we're working on a project right now with Gary Woodland and Brendan Steele and Kevin Streelman, specifically to bring a tour driver out that I would imagine by summer we will have it in a couple players' bags. But driver versus driver, the idea there was to get ourselves more immersed in this category. You saw us do some rapid prototyping with titanium that we so a lot of it was a learning process. The other part was it gave us a chance to showcase how much R&D we have at Wilson, and we have a lot. You know, some people think we're a sporting goods company in golf, and we are, but because of that, we have a lot of people that can do a lot of cool things.
Mm-hmm. Tim, I know for people who've enjoyed watching your driver versus driver shows, both editions of it, they're wondering if there's ever going to be another show like that.
Yeah, we've actually been in conversation with Golf Channel. You know, the real so for Golf Channel, it was for both companies, us and Golf Channel, was great. Golf Channel's ratings on it were very strong. Season one was good. Season two was way better. And for us, we came out with two great innovative products. So, yes, the challenge we had, and I'll just being honest with your audience, is the ideations, they start to duplicate, right? So if you look at one and you look at two, you know, there was a couple things you got to do to kind of get them to points where you can make something that really has some theory behind it. So the one thought was, we're going to take this season off just because we're timing and everything going on, and we're going to look at opening an open to call to see what we get. And then if we have enough girth and ideas from, you know, from the outside public, then we'll proceed. If we don't see we have something that's pretty interesting, we'll probably have to reevaluate.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tim, the other thing is, of course, you did mention irons, and it just looks like your iron product line is just getting so much better. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, our iron line, you know, I love Demo Day. I always call this, you know, Rory, we're a Chicago guy, so it's like opening day, right? And today we kind of got Wrigley Field opening day weather, and not very nice, or, you know, or the cell, but it's opening day, and I would say, you look at it, 62 majors in irons, more than any other golf brand in the world. One major in every decade, at least one major in every decade. So irons are kind of our heritage and DNA. And what I'm excited about, we're introducing here the Launch Pad, which is a super game improvement product. And what's funny, people say, well, you know, there's other products that have been out there, but people don't, you know, one of the things about being a Wilson, people forget we invented almost every category in golf, right? We had the Turf Rider in 1981, which was actually the first hollow iron ever produced. So we got the new Launch Pad, which is really to help a person that doesn't want to invest the time to play golf, whether that be taking lessons or practicing, and they just want to go out 3-4 times a year and whack it. This product does that, right? It's very wide sole, camber, easy to hit, the tag line, which we love, is save the grass, right? It's like, so you won't dig holes out there. And then you move into D7, which we knew we had a home run. And one thing that's exciting about being at Wilson is because we're such a big brand, we're able to have assets that a lot of these other companies just wouldn't buy. So we have a simulation package that was basically able to be used in tennis, And if you look at the number one tennis racket in the world, it's ours again, the performance racket, the Clash that came out a year ago. We're the number one and number three baseball bat company. And now you're seeing our fast movement in the golf space. And it really, the simulation packages, what it allows us to do, Rory, is it allows us to, allows our engineers to design, take the design of the irons, take two designs, pit them against each other depending on what we're looking at. D7 was all about ball speed, making it as fast as possible. We have patented power hole technology, so it was optimizing the power holes to make the balls go further. What's cool about the simulation, so it takes the DNA of these two irons and they go against each other depending on what you're trying to replicate. One of them wins, but the cool part about this simulation system is it takes the characteristics of these two irons and creates a new iron to go against the winner. And this just goes on. And so we did over 2,000 renditions with D7. And that's why it's the longest iron in the world and the longest iron we've ever made. But it's all been through this simulation package. So now we introduced D7 Forged, which is a little bit more of a player's distance product. And it was cool. It was really cool working with our engineers who are way smarter than me. They basically give you a choice of 10 different irons with 10 different power holes. In the old days, we would have to prototype that. That would take us 10 irons to prototype for testing, would take us probably 2 years. Now we're doing this in a matter of 60, 90 days. It's impressive. So at that point, Rory, we can look at, okay, this is the distance category, so we want it to look sleek, but we want good ball speeds, but we want a lot of consistency around the face, right? The good player wants to keep the distances tight. So we got the iron coming out this year, D7 4. It's going to be fantastic. And then in the player's equipment, that's our heritage. You know, Gary Woodland played the blades and won, like I said, 62 major championships. But I will say, from Super Game Improvement to blades, our iron line is the best in the world. And it's fun to be out here because people get a chance to walk around and hit everybody's. And if they get here, I know we have an iron for them.
Okay. And your duo golf ball, have you been able to kind of improve that a little bit?
Yeah, this is really exciting. We're doing the duo soft challenge right here, Rory. And what we did, again, a great ball team. And again, in golf, you know, I get the luxury of talking about this, all this stuff. But the reality is the DNA is really in the engineering, right? So we were able to add a formula. And I won't even try to say it because it's a technical word and I butcher it every time. But we put this new material in the core, and it basically speeds the core up. So the new, you know, and there's a lot of talk about soft. You know, you see the tagline, we're saying soft is long, because you got some people out there saying, well, low compression balls don't go as far. That's absolutely not true. And we're running a D7 or a duo soft plus challenge right here against the number one golf ball in golf. And we don't win every time, but we are averaging about 4 yards further. We're averaging about 1.5 miles an hour ball speed faster. And we do get a player or two that maybe we lose, but that's the best part about a test. This is a real true test for consumers and golf professionals to see. And Duo Soft Plus at $19.99 will be a very good product for us in the market.
Well, there was a while back when the so-called number one ball in golf, you know, had a big lead on everybody, but it seems like now they might still be driving the car, but there's a few other people in the front seat and the back seat right there with them.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, one thing that has changed the world, and you are on the cutting edge of it, is the social aspect of things, right? And the ability, I mean, the biggest change in golf, and I think it's been a big help for our brand, we've been making some really great products. But in the world of golf, and you'll know this, Rory, because you're in the industry, you know, we've always had a very large market share in Europe, right? So we knew we never really had a product problem. What we had was, quite honestly, a marketing budget problem, right? So if you really talk about it, the brands in the United States used to be able to control a lot of the market, and I'll talk about the big three, because they had so much control of the messages. Well, social media has disrupted that, and it's given us a chance to play on a level field. It's given us a chance to tell our story. It's given us a chance to show the product innovations that we're delivering, and it's been the great equalizer from the old days. And like I said, when you look at our market shares, you know, we're the number one golf brand in Sweden. You know, we're the number three golf brand in the UK. We're the number one golf brand in Denmark. We're the number three golf brand in Germany. You know, and then right here, we're right now, we've kind of moved out of that lower spot. We're kind of moving to that 5, 4, 5 or 6, 6, 5 slot, depending on the category. And it's pretty exciting. But a lot of that is the fact that social media, the way the American consumer is digesting information, there's much more ease to get it to them versus having to spend $50,000 on a page at Golf Digest to tell a story or to have a $5, $10 million golf channel package.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tim, of course, you talk about getting the message out. And, you know, one of the things I know that you've wanted to do is really sort of take care of your own backyard a little stronger, right, in Chicago. How are the Chicago golfers really going to get that message from Wilson this year?
Well, I think, you know, that, you know, when I took the position, and again, Chicago is our home, you know, I always tell everybody on our team, if we don't win in Chicago, we don't win in Illinois, we're not going to win. Excited that Mike Small extended his contract with us. Mike's been great. I love Mike just because he's just such a, you can't find a Mike Small, right? A guy that can go out and play on a Champions Tour, can coach, you know, a number 4-3 team in the country with all these athletes that we get access to, and then also has a very good eye for equipment. So he is like the trifecta of people you want around you. And what I love about Mike is obviously his respect and integrity in the game, but I really like his directness. So if I show Mike something and Mike doesn't like it, what I like about Mike is he says, I don't like it, right? Mm-hmm. And for me, that's important because we get down sometimes down these paths if you don't get that insight. So Chicago has done exceptionally well. It's our biggest. We have 2 territory managers there now. You know, so we're growing that market. Our market share in Illinois is growing. Our distribution at golf shops is growing. I think 2020 is going to be a huge year for us in that market. But, you know, I still go back to the DNA. You know, David Cook, who won the Illinois Open playing in Europe, he's on our staff. Mike Small on our staff. Kevin Streelman on our staff. So it's not only, it's kind of a yin yang, and then we got some great home professionals on our staff, Brian Brown at Naperville Country Club, and the list goes on and on. So you know, we're in Chicago. We feel we deserve to be the number one brand in the Metroplex, and that's our goal. We're not there yet, but we're moving fast, and I would say give us another 12 to 18 months, and we'll probably have another number for you.
That's great. Tim, finally, people want to learn more, wilsongolf.com?
Yeah, wilsongolf.com is where you can go get all the information on our materials. It'll actually show you where our demo events are and our experiential days. Clearly, we have great partners in the Chicagoland area, so PGA Tour Superstore. I would say, you know, if you haven't had a chance to go, and if you're not at a place where you're supporting your golf professional at a private or public facility, and you want to go somewhere with a wide selection, I always say, you know, you can't argue with PGA Tour Superstore because, you know, they have it all. I think the other thing about them is they don't do private label, so it's not like when you go in some of the other shops where, say they have their own house brands, and they show you Callaway Titleist, and then they try to push onto you something that they made in China and not really engineered it. And so to me, you know, that's important. And I always say to golfers, you know, it's a great game, right? We get to play it not as much as probably either of us would like, but I always say if you really want to commit to the game, make sure you go out and get yourself the right equipment, get yourself fit, get a lesson. Just do the little things so that you can have a nice long run in the sport, because it can be frustrating if you don't get that early help.